Hello and welcome to the Arena Sports Show. My name is Chloe Grayson Funz, and well, when you look into the South African football history books, the three gentlemen that join me today will definitely be there as they've etched their names. They will start with my favorite influencer who claims to play in the middle of the park. He nicknames himself Zizu. Mahlatsi Mphahlele joins us today. And then you have a man who knows all too well. Now, he's not claiming. He's definitely got the accolades, the skill, the elegance. And of course, Opa Manyisa is what you call him. I call him Opa Kisa. I call him Ace. He's the one that joins us today. And then when you have, of course, the cheese. When you talk about maturing with fine age, we've seen that in football. Ke Lebogang Mokoena will join us today. I mean, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. My Sotho, I try. It's absolutely bad. But we'll start with you. I mean, we're in Lesotho with you, Opa, as well, a few months ago, sometime last year. Yeah. You won Man of the Match accolade, which I was quite impressed by. So you still have it. You clearly retired because the situation.
Well, thank you for having me, you know, and I think it's just something that I've always loved, you know, playing football. Lisekazini forever.
Look at you.
I mean, I have so much passion for the game, you know, even at my age. I think you saw the performance. You know, I was just maybe on like gear number four there.
But yeah, I wasn't giving too much.
No. But yeah, man, it's been a good journey, you know, and there's always a time when it's time to let go of certain things, yeah.
And I mean, Opa, we were talking about your relationship with Cheese, and I got to saw a glimpse of it as well in Lesotho, and just the brotherhood that you guys have. I mean, we talked about this as well with Shiva, that being Brighton and Mhlongo, is that the nice thing about this generation is that there's the brotherhood that we still see.
Yeah, and thank you for inviting us. Even though we come from a long trip,
in Timbuktu. Sure. I can tell, boy. Eh? Yeah.
But yeah, the brotherhood is there because some of us we were lucky.
Yeah.
We got to the first team while there was Abu Cheese and Dugu Dugus, so we grew under them and we have learned a lot of things.
And we'll definitely be talking about that because you spent a good 24 months learning before playing for London Pirates. We'll get to that influencer. How are you doing?
Good. When I
ballers, hey? Actual ballers.
Mina, I'm always good.
Zizo.
Zizo. Yeah. Yeah, but I think it's always nice seeing the guys. When they first started, I think I was already in the game myself as a journalist, and saw them grow. I was just telling Ace now that I vividly remember a game he played in Nelspruit. Well, you know,
the best city
at the Mandela Stadium against Tottenham Hotspur, against Modric, Jermaine Jenas, and all those guys. And if I'm not mistaken, for me, that was possibly the best match that I've seen him play in that match. And you know, I've seen the guys many for a long time. I mean, I remember the happy people. You guys used to kill teams there, you know. So yeah, it's nice to see them. We come a long way.
And the one thing they both have in common, playing for Orlando Pirates and leaving to go play for the same club.
Yeah, that's drama.
Yeah.
I've always wondered, what do they consider themselves more as you know?
South African legends.
Oh. Okay.
There you are. Opa has answered it.
Yeah, it's always tricky, that one.
Thank you, Paki.
I don't know which WhatsApp group, they are on. On the Sundowns legends or the Sundowns one, but
South African legends is what you are. Okay.
All right.
That's where we are. I mean, so much to talk about. We'll be going down memory lane and, of course, looking into the Betway Premiership fixtures that we had over the weekend. But for now, let's start by finding out what's in your top stories.
Miguel Cardozo has predicted that Mamelodi Sundowns and Orlando Pirates are going to drop points during the run-in, and the race for the championships will go down to the wire. Cricket South Africa has confirmed the names of the 15 Proteas women's players who have been offered national contracts for the upcoming 2025-2026 season. Kaizer Chiefs coach Nasreddine Nabi has for the umpteenth times ask for patience as they suffer their 9th Betway Premiership defeat through Richards Bay.
Certainly a lot has been happening, and that makes it always so difficult to choose your star of the week. Influencer, who has impressed you?
I'm going rugby. Cheslin Kolbe, the South African men's player of the year.
Yeah.
I think it comes on the back of a fantastic season he had last season for the Springboks, where they pretty much won everything. And yeah, I think for me, Chesney will be the star of the week.
And then you, Cheese?
I'll go with Mbokazi. I think the young man, you know, he's stepped into the Lions den. I mean, I'd say, you know, because playing for Pirates, especially in these games like these, I mean, this was just one of the crucial games, you know, and they put the youngster in there. Showed no fear, got the man of the match. I think a great prospect for the future, yeah.
I think they're still trying to find Ribeiro. He really put him in his pocket. He's still missing, I'm told. What about you? Oh, thank you.
No, for me, I will go with Cheese and add on to what he said.
Yeah.
The boy was marvelous. He showed no cracks.
Yeah.
He played like he's a seasoned player.
And I mean, we might as well then start by looking into that encounter. We'll start with Kimberley because that's where you guys were. Talk to us about Mutswako lifestyle, how it was, and just engaging with the fans, their reactions, because I'm sure it was just as heated in Kimberley.
Yeah, well, it was amazing. You know, the people there showed us so much love. You know, I mean, as the Betway squad, you know, when we got there, I think most of the guys were like, "Hey, guys, we've only seen you guys while you guys were playing, you know, and now today."
And you're like this on TV, but now.
Yeah. On TV, but you're like this. You know.
So
I think a great initiative, because sometimes in these kind of provinces or places, I should say, they hardly get the opportunity to meet up with their favorite players, their favorite legends, you know, and through Betway, you know, they've made it possible.
Yeah.
And also something different to sit around the fans and watch the game.
True.
You know, it's a different feel, you know, because most of us, we've been onto the field and, yeah, we don't know what's happening up there or around the fans, whether they had a lifestyle at Chilas or at the stadium. So we also, for us, was a great experience to actually hear the comments, because at some stage, oh, it means even us when we were playing, these are the comments.
Killing us.
there was a point where they even, it was Pirates and Sundowns support, they made me sit in between.
Right in the middle.
Yeah. These ones are celebrating. I must go up. So it was quite nice.
Yeah.
Did Major eventually speak his language? Because he Major, you know, like he
He did. Major just had the mic, you know. He was the MC.
Yeah.
You know, interacting with the fans. It was brilliant. It was very nice. And we had fun. And we left some good experiences. We also had an opportunity to go to visit some of the local clubs to give them a playing kit,
nice.
You know, jerseys, you know, and also have some small motivational talks, because they feel that they don't have the opportunities because no scouts come there, and they do have talent, you know. So, yeah, I think that also was just one of the good highlights that we did there.
So, quick one. You guys, you Mahrut Mans now, because I mean, I look at that Betway squad. And he's definitely a Mahrut Man, and you hang out around him. Happy Jail is also there. So, do you guys consider yourselves the Mahrut Mans now?
You're a Mahrut Man.
She's father now.
So, it's quite nice, because for us to be around Boye here and Shaba, it shows how in a game, it's only personal inside the field. But outside the game, there's a lot that we can do together. Because we even went to play a game against that Kimberley United. And we beat them 2-0 because a few days ago, they said to us they will make us run. And we said, okay, it's fine. All we did is go behind the ball and press them.
Young players. They put in young players. Lucas, early in the morning, no, you must come, guys. We need this game. Like, okay, sharp. So we just kept things simple.
Yeah.
We had the killer there. I mean, who's next, man? Who's next?
I want to come.
It's a nice experience because we get to play. We get to play with these boys and show them that it's possible.
They don't try to tackle you, because I know, go five aside.
They want to play football like us.
Okay, that's good. All right, I'm glad that you guys enjoyed it. And to, of course, those who showed up in Kimberley as well, really pleased for you guys to, of course, have the opportunity to engage and watch the game with, of course, your South African legends. We'll talk about the game now. And, I mean, you've mentioned Mbokazi. I mean, we might as well start with Orlando Pirates, but we'll start with Sipho Chane, because there is what a lot of people are saying, a crisis in terms of goalkeeping. Talk to us about Chain and Ronman on the other side in terms of goalkeepers, and then we'll go into the field of play. What did you make of their performances from both sides?
For me, they are doing very well. I don't think we have a crisis with goalkeepers.
Mm-hmm.
We have quite a lot of number of goalkeepers. Even if you can go to Stellenbosch, there's a good goalkeeper there.
Yeah, Sage. Yeah.
So I don't think we have a crisis with goalkeepers. Mm-hmm. The only thing that we need to do is to improve them. Make sure that they play international friendly so that they can grow.
Because just to add, I think also sometimes maybe this issue is a little bit exaggerated. Mm. You are at Super Sports, we've got two girls
and Sydney Mobia, I believe, is also there.
At other teams, because we have got goalkeepers. Just that maybe the issue is we are not producing enough. That can be there, but currently now we have got Ronza, we've got Sipo, we've got Sage. You have got Goss, you have got Veli. So we have got five guys who not maybe in the same quality, but if there's a problem with Ronza, any of these guys can step up and be a final goalkeeper. So it's not really a crisis, but we should be producing more.
I fully agree with you on that one. I think to produce the goalkeeping department and the players, it's been a challenge. I think in our country we find the keepers there and there. I'd say from experience, because I work with kids under 12s, under 13s, when you start talking to them and saying, okay, who plays where? Everybody wants to be a striker.
There's no goalkeeper.
Messi, I'm Ronaldo, I'm Temba Zwane, I'm this, you know? And I'm like, guys, but then we need someone.
We need the goalkeeper,
So I think at that level, we need to get guys, the former guys, Abu Munipi, you know, Bob Ryan, we need to get those guys that were our number ones, E2 as well, you know, we need those guys to actually step up wherever in their areas, you know, because they should have an eye for goalkeepers.
Because even now, leading into this international window, Ronza only played two matches. He was out injured. People were, what's going to happen here now? It just shows to the little bit of concern, but as Ace said, it's not a crisis. We have got guys who can step up whenever are needed.
All right, that is clarified. Now let's go into infield. I mean, you touch on Bogazi. I think also notable, Sibisi. I was quite impressed. I just don't know if it was a shot in your camera. But when we were at the stadium, there's a point where the ball went out and he was just urging the fans to say, come on, guys, cheer on the fans. Literally the second half, because there's a point where Pirates fans were a bit quiet a little bit, especially when Sundowns was putting the pressure. And I was so impressed by his leadership to say, we need you guys. We need you to be a bit louder. So talk to us about that defense line. I mean, it has been questionable for a bit of a while, especially when Sisana and Dao went out. But now you're seeing a Sibisi and a Kloki coming in. And, of course, Umboga is in Goku.
I think for Pirates, that's just been like a little bit of a difficult period, because a lot of people spoke about rotation. And sometimes you don't want to destabilize your back four, you know. And they've had suspensions. They've got injuries. And now they had to now bring in some of the youngsters to try and fill that in. But during that process, you're losing ground, because now you're not performing, you're not getting the results, because you've changed the whole back four, or you just still have that one experienced defender in Sibisi.
Yeah.
Now he's got a lot of work to do. He must deal with Lozi, he must deal with, you understand?
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a challenge, but I think they were solid at the weekend. I think they did a fantastic job. Obviously, who wants to lose 4-1 and go into the next match and not do well? You know, I think they were highly motivated for this game. So yeah, shout out to them.
I was a bit, when I saw the lineup.
Yeah,
my worry was with Mbogas. I was a little bit concerned, saying maybe the stage may be a little bit too high
because of the quality of the Sundowns.
Because of the Sundowns attack, I said, "Hey, they're going to eat him alive, this kid." And he played extremely well, and also. With the new system, because they play three at the back, which is something I guess they probably have worked on training. I don't know. It's something which Pirates don't normally do, because they normally play four at the back. You know, I felt maybe the system, but also the critical thing about him now is that because of the left, the current scene was a left footed centre back, because he could go to the left, Koki and CBC on the other side. So he had a very very good game, but. As they always say, it's okay to have a good game against a big team like Sundowns, but consistency. And also, I think, I've said this thing before and I'll say it again, let's just calm down a bit. Let's allow the kid to play football, not too much pressure. And you know, without pressure, I think he will be much freer, and he will be able to excel. But we definitely, as South Africans, should be happy that we've got a defender like that.
No,
he's definitely one for the future.
True that. Opa, we spoke when we were watching the game, how the three at the back, Pirates, mm-hmm. was in terms of their build-up. They probably had a flat 4 or 3 in terms of the build-up, and that did not allow Sundowns to really allow and pressure them.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like you said, they worked on it during the week.
Yeah.
And it worked for them because, I mean, they were just solid. Because I was normally I don't see Pirates, you know, with good build up.
You know,
and the fullbacks would open right close to the corner flag, you know, a flat line. And obviously, you'd Sundowns, you have your
Reyners,
you know, so they stressed them a bit.
Yeah.
And now that had to force the Sundowns' three midfielders, one of them to step out wide, you know. And I think,
It was fascinating. And I mean, obviously, to just to see the bit of a chess match that was happening.
Yeah.
The two teams released the team list very late.
Mm. Yeah.
Because apparently the Pirates side was a late change from their team that was that was supposed to have played. So it shows you how crucial this game was and how the mind games were there, how the planning and all that kind of thing. But you know, on Bogas, I mean, as you have said, I think top young talent. Yeah.
And for Bogas, I think we have to applaud Hoto. Because Wato was playing a big role for him.
Yeah.
He was going up and down that line, making sure that they don't break the ball.
Yeah.
Even when they go out from the build-up,
yes.
he always chip to Hoto because Ribeiro is always in between. He doesn't know where to go, Bogazi or Hoto.
To give him options, because sometimes he can get a little confused at what to do now, especially when there's pressure. You are right, because senior players must always have that in mind, that I'm playing with an experienced player. I need to help him so that he shines, because Hoto does not need to shine. But the boy needs to shine. That's why I end up being the man of the match, because if he shines, he's confident, and the sky can only be the limit. Excuse the pun, but
I get that. But I mean, when you talk about protection, then you also have to bring in a cash or Makatlani Makaula as well, because you saw how protective as well he was off that defense line. He wasn't attacking on the day. He just had to protect that defense. Talk to us about Cash and really what he's done for Orlando Pirates. You can start, Ace.
Funny how Cash is a striker.
Originally, he's a striker.
He was playing the striker, Cash.
Because you must have played with him as a junior.
Sure.
I sometimes see him next to the box there, and I'm like, oh, Funa.
No, Cash has been doing very well, and most importantly, around Mbatha, because I think they understand each other that Cash is going to build those, Mbatha will make Pirates play. So it's something that they have to work on and make sure that they really, really understand each other.
Sure.
And in the last game, you remember Mbatha was not there.
Yes.
And they had to play Dlamini in that role.
Yeah.
But now the difference with this game is that Dlamini went to
10
his normal position.
True.
That's why there was stability, even though Patrick Masonganya was not there.
Yeah.
But for me, if the season were to finish today, I only have got two guys, player of the season, Ribeiro and Makaula. I don't even want the third player.
He's been saying this for a whole month now.
Because a player like Makaula, you don't see the importance of him.
But he's critical to Pirates.
And it's interesting you say that. Metlo Makul, Uroy, he also says that we don't give Cash his flowers enough. Mm. He feels that we don't appreciate him as a nation. Do you guys feel the same way?
Yeah, I'd echo his words as well. Because, I mean, every time there's a play of the season, it's either the striker. Get a defender. Some defenders, they work hard, you know. They work really hard, you know, for you to actually create the chances and all of that, you know, and defend for you at the same time. So I think maybe this season, like you say.
No, definitely.
But I know a lot of people are looking at that other number 10. That
No.
But yeah.
No. Look, go back into history. The Real Madrid Galacticos.
Yeah.
They lost Claude Makélélé, the whole thing collapsed. That's the significance of a defensive midfielder.
Yeah.
He's been very, very vital for Pirates. He has played well. Even on Saturday. Even on Saturday, he could easily have been the man of the match.
Yes. But the tactics were spot on. Eh?
Yeah.
Because Sundowns could not even get passes in the midfield.
Mm.
First time I've never, like, Tubona Alende can't even find Mokwe.
Yeah.
I was like, these guys are well positioned.
And the other thing I want to talk to you guys about, the significance of players going to fill the pitch. is so that you can be able to wear the right stuff. Why were they fooling these guys the whole time?
I don't think the tabs are the same. Like the FNB one, it's so light.
And it had rained.
And they cut it very short, the FNB one.
So that makes it difficult, you know. But obviously, as a player, I think...
Must adjust.
I think you must
starts
adjust.
Starts of new starts, you're going to fall.
Start a new start, you're going to fall.
You go fall, my
would
friend.
Would you do that under Coach Pizzo? Or just fall like that? Start forward. Hey, what I meant, man. Oh, man. Hey, man. Hey, I'll go in there. I'm cool,
man. Jeez, talk to him, man.
Yeah, talk to him. Well, I'm talking to Jeez.
I find that quite interesting. I mean, then we might as well bring in the mind games when you talk about pizza, because I've seen also quite a lot of the fans saying, but why were Sundowns players going the other side, the other exit, instead of using the tunnel? Talk to us about FNB Stadium and really what it means when you go there and Chiefs is not there.
Oh, I take this one.
Well, maybe I'll come in there. They explained it after a match that the main dressing room at FNB
is for Chiefs.
And it's been renovated. And actually, Bertie showed us the picture. So it's very, very beautiful. It's like Loftus. You know Loftus is a big with the balls things there. So, and apparently they were notified before the match that dressing room is not available. So Chiefs, Sundowns had to go to that one on the far left of the stadium, which is far. That's why they came out of that side to get to warm up. And then before the match, when Pirates were waiting there, they took too long to come. You know, so it was just one of those things. But I mean, I wouldn't say Sundowns lost because of that stuff. I mean, these are proper experience.
Are they renovating? There's always problems there.
And also the thing is, I mean, I think the league needs to deal with this thing because it's going to happen somewhere. At another venue where the home team or the team that plays, they will say, no, no. This is our trans room. We have renovated it. We don't want anybody here. And nobody wants a stadium in South Africa except for the universities. So what's going to happen now? That Chiefs does not belong. That stadium does not belong to Chiefs.
So does it mean we're going to go to a point where we're changing the bus?
I like this question.
it was just one of those things that happened in a match. You always suspect them when these two teams meet. I mean, the rivalry is there. The mind games will be there. And I guess it adds to the... it adds to the intrigue and to the fun. I mean, there was another issue of the fans as to who must sit in the middle on the other side of the stadium. I mean, the guys spent close to 30 minutes pleading with the fans to move so that Pirates fans can be there. You know, those are the things that are unique to South African football. And, you know, as long as there are no problems, ultimately the game of football continues.
And
that's fine.
There's doors there. As you walk down the tunnel, there's doors.
you must walk this side.
Walk this side. Walk this side.
It's a problem.
You can't pass.
You know, they fight for benches there and all those things. If you've seen one of the crazy things, when they're warming up, even the other ball goes on the other side. They don't even want to touch it.
Ask you guys about like some superstitions, because I found out that some people, right, especially the team that will be camping, if they're meeting up with a lady at the stadium, they're not allowed to touch a lady and shake their hand. That's not a thing. What are some of the superstitions that you guys have had on game day?
Like it's halakha.
What is halakha?
Pork. You can't eat pork.
There's a lot that goes on.
You must sleep before 12.
Sleep before a certain time.
Yeah.
No handshakes on the field. That's why you find the guys, you know, giving the first pump. No ladies allowed. But now there's ladies involved in football.
They want polo shoes. Coach, my father is... Are you a doctor? Decide, my friend.
Yeah. I've actually experienced this thing. When I was at Sundowns, I grew up, like in front of Thomas Mariah, the late, you know, so... Sometimes we're playing Super Sport at Lucas Moreb.
Yeah.
I can't just walk past him, you know. So it was actually a big deal that, you know, no, leave this man. You know.
Yeah.
But I had to show respect to the guy that I know very well, to say hi. And then No, but you know, fortunately, Sundowns won. If they had lost, they would have blamed it. It's one of those things. Yeah.
You get blamed for such things.
Yeah.
No, they do. Okay, we're running out of time, which is
already?
Crazy. Already. But before we wrap up this conversation in terms of Orlando Pirates and Mamelodi Sundowns, Eres defense, yes, Sundowns. I really genuinely feel that it needs a little bit more tweaking. And I mean, you look at a Suarez who's there. I think sometimes especially in this game, he forgets his main priority. That my guy, you need to stay. I love, and I think we've seen that in Liverpool with Trent as well, which has always been Trent's criticism. That Sharp, going forward, you give us a lot, but we need you in the back line as well. Talk to us about that defense, Sundowns.
For me, reason why Sundowns doesn't want to lose the ball, they know their weaknesses.
Yeah.
That's why every time when they lose the ball, they make sure they counter press.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that they don't go and mark, because they know their defense is very slow.
It is.
It's very, very slow.
And there's no fixing it.
Yeah. They can fix it, but it's because of teams when they play Sundowns, they drop back. They don't really test the defense.
Yeah. Sure.
No, true. And also just to add on that, I think with Evidence playing, it made it difficult because
he was solid
Evidence
in the game as well.
You know, he makes those runs.
Yeah.
So all the time he was taking Suarez out.
Mm.
If you look at how the goals came as well. One of the centre-back was always out, and that was Suarez on that side. Took him out to the side. When you come in, there's less numbers, you know.
Mm.
It looked a little bit Sundown slow. They were a bit slow. For me, they looked a bit slow. There was no reaction. They tried the counter-press, but Pirates had that first pass forward. You know, and which really helped them. It created that space. And having Relo not drop too much gave them that opportunity to actually get those two goals, you know, and it worked for them.
And those things force you to make mistakes, because if you check at Suarez, he just didn't have enough time to settle. He was forced into mistakes, and in tennis it was unforced errors.
Yeah.
The other person makes you put you under so much pressure that you are going to make mistakes
that
you ordinarily would not do. And if you go two down in a big match like that, it's too much to come back. It's too much to come back, even if you are Sundowns.
All right. I would be crucified, actually, if I didn't talk about the president, Yama 2000, Rile Mofokeng. Talk to us about Rile. I mean, you guys have been youngsters playing at a club that comes with so much pressure. And, I mean, there is also concern with some people saying that some games he's really not there. But, I mean, when you need him at big moments, he then delivers.
As a winger, what do you see?
No, like for me, Rile has been doing so well, you know, and I've had, you know, chance or privilege to watch him while he was still young as well, you know. And the only thing that I can just say is, let's not put too much pressure on him. Yeah, I mean, he's having fun.
Yeah.
I see myself at that age. I was having fun. I was not worried about whether, okay, it's a bad game or what, this and that.
Yeah.
But I knew that once I get into that field, that's where my joy is. And also, if you're going to want a Rilo to be the player that carries a big team like Orlando Pirates, I think that's just going to kill the boy even further, because I mean, look at the games that he's played already.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been performing from the most part of the beginning of the season.
Mm.
But as a player, you get tired somehow.
Yeah.
I've never seen Rilo come off the bench and try to change the game.
Mm.
He's always starting, always playing. And when he's playing, because he's doing so well, we are always expecting something. When he does not do that, then we complain. Yeah, but hey, today he was off, he was this, he was that, you know.
Yeah.
So let's take it a little bit easy on him. Let's try find another Rilo, so that, because when I'm fit, we had Joseph, it was me, it was Gift. So if Gift starts, I'm getting a chance to recover. But I'm told, be ready the last 30 minutes.
Mm.
The next game, I start. Gift is on the bench, you know.
Yeah.
And that, we used to share the workload. Now that made that we don't have so much pressure from the fans, you know. But now, Paradise, Rilo guy.
Well, unfortunately, he finds himself in that situation, and I'm happy that you know, I think the people at Pirates, he's at the right environment. They just need to find the right balance of how to manage his stuff.
Yeah.
Because, like we're saying, young players like that to carry a big team like Pirates, it can be difficult. Look at what's happening with Tshabalala and Uberga, the Chiefs. At the beginning of the season, much of the load was put on them, and you know, they have not really been able to carry that thing. So, a balance must be found. But at the same time, unfortunately, at the level where he operates, you are ultimately going to be judged with the results. And The numbers are not looking that good for a player of his position. But I was happy with what Hugo Bruce said about him, that I will back him no matter what, because he picked him for Fanawafana before he scored these two goals. And I can also maybe say the reason why he was confident to score these goals was because of the backing that he got from the national team coach.
True.
And that's what he needs. And also us, as football lovers,
true,
we shouldn't really be too hard on him.
Yeah.
He's a young man who will go through ups and downs. And the only thing that I want to follow from you guys is that what is his best position? Because the other day he plays at a 10, I was not impressed. But mostly he comes on as a winger.
For me, I like him when he comes from the winger because he could see everything. Whatever number 10, you need side mirrors.
You need side mirrors.
But to end on what you said, for me, I think senior guys must protect him. He can't be running all over the place. Sometimes they must just say, wait there. We'll go and mark and give it to you so that he can rest.
So that is important then, to have senior players who are also assisting you, which you guys had during your time.
But who are your senior players?
Gary
McNabb.
I had Bo, I had William Opara, I had Papi Khomani, I had Albert Dinya, I had Suso Mazibuko, Abo Thomas Ingwana, William Jackson. Those were all leaders, you know. So as a young man, I was under some great guidance, you know.
All right, great guidance. And then before we wrap the Betway Premiership, TS Galaxy, you put on Stellenbosch, you put on Polokwane City, and you're really looking at a league that is also quite competitive. I mean, you take away number one and number two, but you look into three to the top eight. Talk to us about the rest of course, the teams that have impressed you as well. I mean, Cape Town City stresses me, guys. I look at those players and I think Kikrim Fela, but the disruption that is going on there, Mushin now is gone, and it's just like, okay, what happens next? So, but talk to us about the rest of the league.
For me, I will just say top half.
Yeah.
Top half, you'll get the teams that when they create scoring chance opportunity, they take them. And they make sure that they close at the back. Good. You could see they win 1-0, 2-1. It's not a big score.
Yeah.
Because all they want is a goal and go defend their 3 points.
I've been impressed by Polokwane, you know. I think Skukun as well.
Oh, yes.
I'm not happy that Sloks is gone, but oh well. It happens.
He just won a trophy in Soto over the weekend.
Yeah, you see. Yeah, I've been impressed by them, you know. I think with them not having enough resources, you know, I think they up there with the big boys, you know, and they give them a run for their money as well, you know. I mean, Stelis, known for their, you know, the youth that they always produce, you know, they sell all these quality players.
True.
But they are able to replace and still to keep a good position in the league, you know. And I think those are the two or three teams that have really impressed me this season.
Yeah.
Just worried about Coach Kevin, and that is super
special. Oh,
they're in a territory that we are all not used to.
I expected so much more from Super Sports this season.
Yeah, for me, I think it's two leagues in one. It's Pirates and Sundowns, they are doing their own thing there.
Yeah. And then
there's
the rest.
These other ones are but TS Galaxy, very, very good.
Yeah.
They were 14th, I think.
I mean, they were struggling when they fired that Ramon
Sky.
And these guys come through. This new striker they've got, very, very good. I forgot his name. He has chipped in with crucial goals. You go to Skukune. Mahalo has been very, very impressive. And Mahaila, since he came back, even though there are issues around him.
Can someone tell me about Cape Town City and where they're getting it wrong?
Cape Town City, I think for the last few seasons they've had their challenges and they lack consistency. They've got good players.
They
recruit
players,
very well,
yes,
and they always find the right players to fit their own system. But it has just not what happened for them, I don't know why. The same thing now with Polokwane. I think they have not won a match in like 6 or 7, which is a worry. But also that with Polokwane shows you the importance of collecting as much as you can at the beginning, because
the second
round is tough. But the biggest one is SuperSport.
least they didn't buy their coach. I'm happy that they keep their coach.
Yeah, but the question is, I mean, how long are they going to continue with this thing? I think what needs to happen now, they really need to win their next match. Yeah. If they don't win their next match, there will be serious problems, because the other teams around them won over the weekend. Chippa won, Marumo won. Now, if that happens, you're going to be in a serious problem. But
you know
they really need to win their next match, yeah.
You know what Mandla Ngqikazi was saying? He was like, in football, we're basically all like in a hotel, and everybody checks out at a different time. You might be there at a certain club for longer. Sami might just be there for a day.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how they're going to check out at the end of the season.
But on that note, I mean, then we can move over to the good part and just catch up with the gentlemen and, I mean, go down memory lane. We'll start with the most, I mean, your favorite one, influencer, one of the best coaches in the country, Pietso Mosimane. I mean, when we talk about Pietso, it's always quite a special one. And the lovely things that you both guys have had the chance to work with him. We'll start with you, Ace. I mean, he gave you your national team debut. How was it working with him?
Before Ace, I think Coach Pietso needs to, I need to invoice him now. I'm giving me a lot of mileage. He must pay,
Crazy guy.
Yeah.
One of the craziest guys. So he gave me the opportunity to play for the national team. Mm-hmm. And I think it came after I scored the MTN goal.
Oh, yes.
Loftus.
Yes. Yeah.
And when I get there by the national team, said to me, my boy, you must hit these goalkeepers. You must hit these goalkeepers. So he's a special guy.
Yeah.
He taught me a lot. He really, really taught me a lot.
And what about you, Chief?
Ah, Mamela. Ah, no, man. I think the league misses someone like him, man.
Yeah.
I always talk with Killer. It looks like it's too nice. There's nothing happening. There's no mind games. You know, there's really not much happening. You know, but I've had a lot of experiences with Coach Pietso, and I remember we were playing. I think we were playing in Maritzburg.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the bench in that game. I was sitting next to Surprise. So we get a chance. I think they rolled the ball to Malajira.
Mm.
Right?
Kasper.
Six yard box. Mala kicks it over. Because when he watches the game, when he sees something, he looks at the bench and talks to
him.
Surprise.
He's a good player.
What's the conversation in halftime now? After Mtaka or Batahumjis?
He'll never say that when the players are there. No, come on, Mala, you can give us more, man. Push yourself. We want goals. I don't want this. What? The other time, Alonso Antunes, not some Alonso per se, but he was trying to help him.
Yeah.
Pace it down. Eh?
Uh-huh.
So Pace is young, you know. He likes to be on the ball, you know, skill, like gymming.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing a tactical session. Pace gets on the ball. I chagila poi poi. So when we love it, we're surprised.
Yeah.
We all are for you. Like, I don't need to go polo. Pace, why jump, jump? Stop. No. Pace. Oh, me bro, I suppose to start in. Stop this malaki thing.
Oh, malaki, I've heard that.
I should go fuck him and lose a water, yeah. No.
Yeah,
the real stuff. I was saying to someone leading up to this Paris match, Coach Pietso, you was just going to say, you don't have to beat Paris to win the league, eh?
I think there's a story with AC. Because AC is quiet, right?
Yeah.
You know, he's very quiet. So Coach Pietso is worried, though, man. Hey, man, I'm Tago, man. How do we go? Hey, man, on, come, what?
So we sit in there by the room, we do an analysis.
Yeah.
He goes to Keke, say, Keke, I'm Tago, Abu. I can't see the emotions. I'm like, what the hell? I'm going to lose a ball. Take a yellow card. So we went and played them. Follow what it is. Yeah. I got the yellow card. Thank you, my dear. Thank you.
You do something.
Wow. I can do something.
You don't lose the ball. Yeah. You don't know your emotions.
Yeah. You're too quiet. But he was also good in terms of advices, personal stuff. To make sure that you know, you guys do the right things.
He's got love, man. You know, sometimes as a player, you know, you'll only realize maybe after or as you grow a bit older, that, you know, there's certain things, yes, they complain, yeah, but coach, you can't fool like a 10. Hey, my bra, are you watching Champions League?
Yeah.
Okay, what happened after 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Now, you're not, maybe not even at home, you know, it's like, okay, sharp, I need to get the phone of maybe the mom or the father at home, so that you cannot check home, because he understood what happens outside of football, you know, and you need to be in a right frame for you to actually execute what he needs you to do, you know. And then another one to think that I wanna coach and never talk about coffee. Look at him. No. We can't lose to this guy. Yeah? He's wearing a suit. Yeah. I'm not sure I come to a suit. No.
We play quiet and we score.
That's it.
Joking about the suit.
And then how was the Rondo? And I asked this because we had Yapi Mutale not long ago, and he was telling the story, Roger, and how Fire was testing him, and how Matlatsi's favorite story. We're not going to get into it. but how were your training sessions, a special one that you can share with us, a special Rondo moment?
Maybe testing a new player or something like that.
Tebogo Langaman.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder the arguments and the fights. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tebogo Langaman and Coach Pizzo. Anthony Lafour and Peter, let me tell you, yeah, Langerman. So we get to training. So obviously, coach is not happy because lifestyle, yeah, Langerman. I want to tips. I'm talking about you, Langerman. And I'm talking about your needs. So he comes to training. Tebogo's mind is all over the place.
Yeah.
I'm busy. Stop. Hey, doctor. Who is that? Doctor. Go take your pills. I'm 5 minutes. And I'm only little doctor. I'm only need pills.
I'll
see you guys.
What about you, Ace? I mean, it doesn't have to be pizza related, but in terms of, I mean, a Rondo training session where, I mean, you had an interesting one. I think at Mayfair, Nadi Bride DJs. I don't know how you guys got that approved.
That was Palacios.
Coach Palacios.
Yes, Palacios.
El Profesor.
It was before our last league game.
Yeah.
We were Devon against Aros.
Aros, yeah.
So Aros was playing, I think, Maritzburg.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to win. So we went to training that week. He said to us, this week I need no injuries.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to bring DJ. We're having fun, boys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Then we went there and did Brian and everything. Went to the game. He said to us, I will be working against the wall.
Yeah.
There's big knife like this. I will be checking. Those players with the gorilla faces.
Yeah,
I don't trust them.
I know trust the player with the gorilla face.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, looking, you need to walk in like this. You can put the knife in.
Is that why you were walking like that when you got here?
You know what?
No, but that's special. And I mean, when you then talk about special, I mean, cheesy. Your first day at Paris will always be quite the interesting one. Talk to us about jersey number 10. Jersey number 10 is a big thing in football, actually.
No, it is a very big thing in football, you know. And as a youngster, I was somebody that looked up to the player that was wearing number 10 for Paris.
Yeah.
And then I got promoted, it was still the three numbers. So it was jersey number 110,
mm-hmm.
right? So Steve Likula is busy with his rehab.
Yeah.
He got injured going to games and stuff, so... He's coming back now. Mm-hmm. He comes to training. So they always had baskets like in the change room.
Yeah.
So I come back from school. I'm busy taking off my school shirt,
mm-hmm.
pants. Kabeada, kibuali, kit manager, pulera. Pule, entele kit, da. Pule, no, tata, another boy. Then I'm looking at them. 110.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Steve is not yet at training.
Yeah.
I get it on. Hi. Aki, it's okay. Chipa walks into the change room. Ah, man, yeah, pule. I'm not sure if I'm fine with jersey number 10. Come on. So I kept quiet. I walked out because he's going to be a little bit late because he's doing rehab. So he's starting the session.
Yeah.
So I go into the session. We play a small-sided game.
Mm.
After that, we go into 11v11. So now I'm up against Gerald Rapahlela, Willem Jackson. So he's jogging on the side, you know.
Yeah.
So as he's jogging, he's taking a breather. He looks at the session.
Mm.
He sees me taking one of Gerald. you know, bo abedi bo lucky, they're all falling.
Nice.
Ever since that day, you know, we've always been the best player in the country.
Yeah, that's number 10. The best number 10 in the country.
Cheaper.
Yeah. Oh, man. And you guys still have a strong relationship till today.
Till today, yeah.
Oh, man. Love that. And you have a similar story, but yours is with a coach.
Yes. I think I have a problem with coaching.
Actually, all your coaches.
Everywhere you go.
Talk to us about Owen.
For me, I remember I was signed from Jersey Queen, Africa Sports Academy.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the office, I signed. And it was on a Thursday. Friday, we went to Durban to play that preseason game.
Remember,
against Arrows.
Yep.
In Durban, came back Sunday, Monday's training.
Mm.
Now the coach is there. We did the circle there by the center.
Yeah.
He's talking, then he comes to me and says, guys, I never signed this player. Go back to the office. Then I went home. Jersey Queen asked me, what's wrong, guy? Oh, when I unsigned. Yeah. Jersey took a phone from the office. Office called Owen.
Yeah.
Oh, my guy. Yeah. That boy must come back to training. Mm. Following there, I go to training. You see, guys, this is my play. I signed him. That is fine. Then after a couple of years, it's a national team. We had a team talk there. It's Coach Shakes and Coach Owen.
Yeah.
He's there. You see this boy?
Mm.
I told him when he was sad that he's going to play for the national team. My guy,
when did this happen? Eh?
I remember because we felt so bad when he chased Opa out, you know, of the session. No, because Coach Owen also is Coach Owen. You know, he came in. I was looking at the group, and he's like, "And you, who's this player?" And then, you know, he said to leave. You know, obviously we could not say, no, coach, you know, we know Opaki, blah, 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 you know.
Yeah.
And it was nice to see him come back the following day. But I was surprised on the coach's reaction, you know, in terms of, hey, this is my player. Hey, come in, you know.
And I went to camp that day. We were playing.
Yes, immediately went to camp.
I sat on the bench.
Yeah, you sit on the bench. I'm like, yeah, that was
the player he didn't know at all.
It's a good call that came in there.
That definitely
laid the tone. Yeah, put a tone to it.
But how was he when he got to Pirates, Cheesy?
Opa is still the same, man. I'm quiet, very humble. You know, you can't really tell, you know, what's going through his mind.
Yeah.
You know, I think even as a player, you know, I'm very versatile because he came in, yes, as a midfielder. But because, you know, Opa is a little bit short, a little bit smaller at that time, you know, they never preferred to play him in that position. So I think Rudy Kroll tried to move him around. At some stage, Opa was playing right back.
Yes.
And he played really well. There was an official game he played at right back. Against Tosukholela, guys, imagine the Gautrain versus I-10.
What? Impressive.
Orlando Stadium,
you know. But that just shows the magnitude of the player and what he had, you know. And I think that's why, you know, the Bucks fans loved him so much, you know. I don't hear it anymore, man. It's a lot, guys. Like, I want to play Chokan Polo. I mean, big games like what we come from this weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, those are... That's our thing, Mumsanti.
The thing now with nicknames, nicknames have always been a big part of our football. I mean, Ace, he comes from the Western End. Ace Nzolem, another level. Ace Kruse, another level. Him.
Oof.
He can't sit in there now telling me who is the player now who can be called Ace in this league. We've just been talking about Chibale Gulea now. Who is a player now who you can really say is cheaper? We just don't have those things anymore now. They are trying, these boys, nowadays. It's okay, but
it's okay.
But the football that we saw,
I think Coach Tebo Khumloi said that once, you know. I think we had a conversation similar to this.
Yeah.
Oh, Chonyan, the players are not the nickname.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the nickname. Yeah. Okay, Lebohan Mukwena. What a more on a next for the fan.
No, you can't.
That guy is something else. We used to bash against him. During derby. Oh, we're going to walk.
Yeah.
We put $1,000, and we walk. After we went our mind, my guy, before you talk, give us our mind. So it was fun, and we enjoyed.
Yeah.
Who's Cheese Boy now? Nothing.
So much pressure. I mean, there's the president.
President
Unali nickname.
Okay, it's all right. It's okay.
Help me defend our young players, please. <Yeah. laughs>
Look at goalkeepers. Who's Spider? Nothing.
Yeah.
Maybe we are just at a time where nicknames are not a thing.
No, yeah, they are a thing, but they should be a thing. Because a key reference point.
True.
You know, when we give you a nickname, you remind us of that player.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
Thomas Mandehai was given Chinche because Chinche. People said he reminded him of the chairman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that's what happens. Steve Chipa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who is 16-12 now?
Mm.
Even
we'll
if you had
there.
Money to buy, you will never buy that nickname.
Bushaful.
Bushaful.
We are Edda now.
Who continental?
Black Jesus.
Gomez. Who is the Black Jesus now?
Boom boom.
Abo Lexa Tanda.
Boom boom.
You know. They are not there, man.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Eh?
Okay, we're gonna leave it.
Okay.
Young players, help me out here. Let's try and get you guys nicknames.
But we love the younger players. They are living in their own time.
Yeah.
We have just spent the whole time now speaking about Mbogas and Rele and other young players. Yeah. It's their time, they are doing well, but we are just adding a different angle to it that maybe not quite as what happens before.
All right.
We go to Bafana Bafana.
On that note, before we get to Bafana Bafana, Champions League. And you guys have quite the interesting story with Champions League because so close, especially at OP.
Yeah.
And yo, when Abutrika showed you flames.
Trauma.
Yeah, you see, also, Chloe, just to add there, that Ala Akhli that he played against, and this one, completely different.
Yeah,
this current one comes nowhere near that one.
I completely agree with you. That was completely another level. But talk to us about that Ala Akhli side.
Get to the airport, they stole your boat. We went to Egypt while there was war. We had to go and sleep at El Goun, I think. And day before the game, we went to training. There were guns and bombs. One game was bad. The security left us on the field. And we had to run to the bus. We go. We played 3 o'clock. Yeah, we beat them. Fine. They came this side.
Yeah.
I think we beat them again.
Yeah, we've always beaten Al Ahly, but
for the final, I remember when we went there. There was a guy that told, the captain. Who was the captain? Khalma.
Khalma, there was Goma.
Goma. After the game, he came to us and said, if we have won that game, it's either them, they won't leave the stadium, or us. They will be body bags. And there was a supporter that died that day while celebrating Abutrika's goal. It was war.
Yeah, no, it really was. And I mean, geez, you've got the same experience.
Difficult.
And I mean, and at some point, maybe you can touch on your almost with Sundowns and how you wanted to be a part of it, but it
I mean, it's, you know, as a footballer, I think those are the tournaments you want to take part in, you know, and obviously, having experienced it with Pirates, you know, I lost in the semis against Faxian.
Yeah.
Lelombele, you know, players were bribed at that time, Joe.
Sure.
You know that one of our players was given money.
What?
Lelo Amesa Joe, MLRD, tap in more Ellis Park, first leg. You know, and we found out later. They actually even had a fight into William O'Parr and the change over stuff. Because, you know, obviously, the language, they speak French, you know. So Lelo had visitors at the hotel. They were sitting, chatting, So there's a lot that goes on when it comes to the Champions League, you know, and the logistics as well. It's a mess because you get there, like Opa says, they might even steal your plane kit. So you really, really need to be careful, you know, and food poisoning as well does happen.
Yeah.
I remember we went, Michu was in charge. I think we went to go play ASEC Mimosa in Abidjan. So what happened is we get to the airport. They're saying the bus is on the way, 2 hours, 3 hours. The bus is on the way. 6, 7, Salif Siu. Now, guys, change of plans. They take us to an army helicopter.
Sure.
Now, this work,
Macabre.
Wasn't even part of the team, you know, and that was intimidating because you're thinking, I mean, if somebody can shoot a rocket here, guys, we are dead.
It's yeah.
You know, we're no more going back home, you know. So, yeah, it's a bit of a challenge, but maybe things have changed now.
Yeah.
You know, maybe things are a bit better for South African teams when they go over, but not for your guy, Coach Pedro. Sort them out.
Sort them out.
No, they want to bully us. We bully them back.
I remember there was a moment after that game, yeah, 5-0. At Lucas Moribe.
Oh, we figured them out?
Yeah, so he beat them proper. Good, there was not even a referee staff. It was just proper beating.
Yeah.
So he comes to the press conference, Coach Pizzo. He's sweating. He's full in the press conference.
Yeah.
He sits down. He looks at us. Then he said, I figured them out. And then that was it.
Yeah.
Sundowns, I think, went almost 20 matches without losing at home in the Champions League here.
True.
Yeah.
It moves from a situation where, when the draw was made, guys were happy to come to South Africa. But to a situation where, when you drew Sundowns, they said, "Ooh, because they knew that they don't win here. Even now, I think they've only lost like 3 matches in since forever at home. So
yeah, no, figuring them out is of course Pizzo style, but I mean, looking at Orlando Pirates now and Mamelodi Sundowns, how far do you think they will go in the Champions League?
They can go as far as they want. For at this stage, it's in their hands.
Mm-hmm.
We can even see Pirates and Sundowns in the final if they really want it.
Sure,
I'd love that.
I'd love that.
You know, I'd love that, and also the previous league match now was actually a test, because I think I've said it, go soccer beat, that you know what, we might have the NetBank final of a Pirates Sundowns, the Champions League
final.
You know, that would be good, but the Champions League one will go down in history if it happens, so we edge them to push themselves.
Who do you think would actually win that? And I ask this because when it comes to cup games, Pirates is normally the dominant side, and then league, Ki Sundowns.
Opa.
it will be tricky.
I think
they'll have to build a big stadium to accommodate that match, because that will be something else.
It will go down to the wire.
But what makes Pirates do so well in cup games?
Maybe the coach they have, you know, he knows how to assemble his team for cup competitions, because the league is a marathon. And also with Sundowns, when it comes to the league, they've been doing it for years and years. They have the memo already. They know what to do. And at least this season, Pirates pushed them a little bit, you know. But they say it's not done yet. But I think
it's done.
He's been saying it's done. He says we are postponing a little bit.
Give hope, man.
Sundowns will win the league.
You know,
I can even go into a standoff if Pirates does not increase their depth. Sundowns will win the game next season.
Yeah, they need to sort.
They need to sort out that depth thing. Yeah. Right? You can't win the league like this.
Like this, yeah.
No,
true.
It doesn't work like that.
No, good point. Good point.
All right, cool. Then before we wrap it up, Bafana Bafana is also in action this week. And I mean, firstly, we'll talk about the youngsters, because we're so passionate about the youngsters. Jaden Adams getting a nod again, especially after his disciplinary issues and the last call up. Talk to us about Hugo and really giving these youngsters a chance again.
I think he's helping the country in terms of preparing the players for the future, because if you don't have a great balance between experience and youngsters, that's where you fail to, even if when you like, for example, we were out from the semis in the AFCON, right? And now some guys are getting a little bit older, but now once, for an example, Mshishi's out, did we really have a player that if this player is about to maybe retire or maybe not play as much as he does, do we have a replacement? We don't want to throw the young boys into the deep end, you know, but also you want them to have the experience, you know. I remember when I got my first call up, you know, I got to the national team, there's a lot of experienced guys, there's Abu Peni, Abu Mbazo, Abu Kanel, Dalron Parkley, these people are playing, you know, overseas, you know. So that just gives you a bit of experience as a player, you know, and for the young one, it's an opportunity, you know, to showcase their talent at the highest level.
Sure.
So Bruce has done a fantastic job thus far. I never really liked it in the beginning because they complained about our star players.
Bro, I see AJ is old, she's old. I'm like,
oh. I love the guy.
No,
he reminds me of Rudy Cole.
Yeah.
I love the guy. he instilled discipline.
Yeah.
Mm. Whether you are a big name or not, he will show you that I'm the coach.
And you also, sorry to interrupt you there, is he told us the truth.
Mm.
Yeah.
The truth is the truth. You may not like it, but it's the truth.
Mm. Mm.
To true. Come back on the issue of Jaden, I think, I just don't know if he'll, you know, he says he has forgiven. Coach Hugo is a very, very stubborn old man. but he says he has forgiven him. Obviously, it shows by the fact that he's picked him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, which means he should not be there.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see an increased role for Jaden in the national team, especially in that number 10 role. At the moment, in my view, I think mm-hmm. he's been the best player of the second round.
Yeah.
Him. Okay. That Zamovic guy from TS Galaxy and Mahalwa at Skukune. They've been the probably the best players of the second round so far.
Yeah.
Jaden, you don't see him, but you see him.
He's settled in well. Eh?
Yeah. I think he's probably the only player who has played more minutes for Sundowns since this round, since he joined. That's just how important he is to the team and here. He will grow, and he'll be a big player for the club and for the country. I'd love to see him play more and more for the national team. So I just don't know how this guy's going to balance the team, but that's where we are. The other interesting thing I want to see is at the central defense between Ngezan and Grant Gagan.
Oh, by the way, he doesn't rate Ngezan.
There's something that the coach sees that you don't see.
Mm. Do you see?
I will pick Grant Gagan any day.
What
all
about
day.
You guys?
Nah, let me reserve my comment. Nah, Grant, I agree. Okay, let me just put it out there. You know, I think Ngezana is not a bad player. You know, but mm-hmm. maybe like Opa said, the coach is the one.
Yeah, they like something. Their people.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he loves his aggression. Maybe he loves his, you know, his height, his physicality.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of when I look at us as a playing nation, I feel like, you know, sometimes he gets caught up. Sometimes the way he defends, you know, it's a little bit dodgy, especially at that level. Something he can improve on.
Mm.
Not saying he can't improve. He can improve.
Can improve, yeah.
You know, we're not criticizing him and saying he's really bad.
Yeah.
But we're just putting out pointers there that, okay, maybe he needs to work on his technique a bit. You know, maybe it's too late. The coaches will tell him, Kamele Khali, did you pass in the under 12?
No, he needs Coach Pizzo. When you win the ball, you must be dead.
Because he plays a lot of long balls, you know. And it really doesn't suit maybe probably our style.
And also when you look at Ronwen will want to.
Yes.
Of course.
That's the thing.
Then you must.
You must be there.
You must be comfortable.
You
see.
And you are playing. You must remember, even if it's Lesotho or especially Benin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That Benin team has got players who are playing in France and all those reasonable leagues where if you don't know what you are doing, they'll press you, they'll dispossess.
True.
And then, there'll be big problems. But like you are saying, we are not, there's nothing, I've got nothing against the guy.
True.
Mm-hmm. I just feel from a football perspective.
Yep.
Maybe Grant will be better. Even Mutobi Mval.
Yeah.
You know, though the both of them also they've got mistakes, but
Who else would you choose if not them?
We respect.
Maybe go with CBC. Go with CBC and Grant.
Because the coach also likes CBC.
Yes, I second that. CBC would do well there.
He's really been doing well.
Mm.
I think CBC has done well, you know, at Pirates. And he's been like always on the bench at the national team,
yes.
So maybe this is his chance as well to have a partnership with Grant, because Mtobi hasn't been playing.
Mm.
Yeah.
So on the right is Sailor, on the left is Aubrey.
Obs.
The defense is back in midfield.
Trusted Monaco Khaya Mokwena himself.
Yeah.
We have him as that holding, you know, because you need that good pivot there, because we have a goalkeeper that plays. I don't think long balls do. Doesn't suit us.
No, Ronza. I've seen Ronza play. It was one of the goals they scored that Loftus. It was a second assist from him. But he said that I saw that the defense in Lachilles was at. And it worked, but he says that's not how he wants to play. He plays start from the back and do the stuff. And, you know, so I don't know if the coach. Opa was a midfielder, you know.
Yeah,
that is a midfielder for Opa
King.
You know, he likes Mokwena and Obas.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then Apolis and Rile. And then the favorite one, Makoba.
I like Bopaki.
Yeah.
That coach reminds me of Sheikh Mashal. That he used to do that with Kabuza.
Yeah, Kabuza.
Yeah.
He will pick Kabuza any day.
Yes.
And Kabuza will start.
Sure.
Would you guys pick him over Mabasa? Because I know there's also that comparison with people to saying, is it unfair for Mabasa not to be part of the team?
No, look, for me, evidence harasses the defenders. You need a player like that. Then, after then, you could put the Mabasa to come and finish. Because it's rare where a team will substitute defenders.
Yeah.
Let the guy make them tired.
And Makhopa, maybe not in terms of quality, but the structure and the style, he reminds me of Chiba Masinga.
Feel.
Yeah, oh, Brafil, yeah. Because he will hold, and then you will have Budok, Tabu Shoes,
coming
to join Helman Mkalele, whoever was being preferred on the left. He holds, and so he needs people to play that can feed off the second boss from him. And then they but the coach likes him. He had a good AFCON, and he was very effective at AFCON. You remember during the World Cup in Russia, or France, when they won the World Cup?
Yes.
Giroud never scored a single goal, but he was the key target man. So you have that kind of thing in a football match, and I think the coach Hugo is using that kind of style.
And then the partnership, like we partner him with Arenas to play off him.
Like, yeah.
One lately, striker or two strikers?
He'll probably go with two. Lately, he prefers Reynas. And Reynas is doing well for Sundowns. Another player who has done well for Sundowns. He's got lots of goals. We've got a police who can run at people, whether he starts or comes on as an impact player on the bench, those kinds of things. So we do have a team at Bafana that can be competitive enough. We just have to find a way. Really, how do we continue without Mushishi, because Mushishi has been, you know about the systems.
It's
been the system. But I think Jaden,
he's knocky.
If he's switched on properly,
he will definitely get it right.
He tried Dito in that position, right?
He tried Rele. It's just unfortunate Dito is injured right now.
Pushed Morena to the wing.
Okay, guys, we don't have time now to discuss the squad.
I'm just not sure about the about Dito.
I want to find out your most special memory of Bafana. I mean, we all have something that we love, but for you guys as players, what till today stands out as your special moment personally that you still hold dear?
For me, the win against Mexico, we played in the Gold Cup. I think I won man of the match. And I had offers, and then the next day I was put on a flight back home. And
that's my
I was really excited. You played that match also.
So yeah, that stands out, you know, because you know they played against a quality, you know, for Mexican team. Your Bogetti, you know, I was Pizica, Salcido. Me and Nomvete were killing them. Steve Baxter was the coach. That stands out for me in terms of my games at the national team.
Sure, I like that. Opaki.
For me, it's my first call up and going to AFCON with Coach Shakes. I think that squad never lost a game during the qualifiers. We went straight to AFCON.
And then a special moment for you in terms of the field of play, I get that, but Maudlala in the middle of the park. I know the tea, I mean, when we look into Orlando Pirates, what is there? But in terms of Bafana.
It's when I scored, I don't remember, we were playing against Senegal. I think we drew 1-1. And I scored the first goal, first half.
One of your rockets?
Nah.
It wasn't.
So I was playing in the wing. Shanks used to play me in the wing because at Pirate, he said to me, "You are right there outside, not inside. You are too short." Even now, I was told that I'm short. Imagine.
Oh, no.
And that Senegal team must have been a very good point. Senegal team. Eh?
Yeah.
All right.
So you're not going to ask me?
What am I asking you?
About my Bafana Fan experience.
You didn't play the game. That's how.
My most memorable Bafana Fan experience was.
He's forcing this. Fine, tell us.
Brazil, when we nearly beat Brazil at the FNB Stadium.
You were writing about it,
The late Clive Barker, got it wrong there by replacing Dogis.
Yeah.
Then they come back. That was the real, real Brazil stuff. Ronaldo, Rivaldo, Dunga, Romario.
Yeah.
And they say that at that time,
You see what the problem is with his memories is that now he wants to make it a conversation. But finish up, influencer.
They're saying at that time, it was for the first time Brazil went down in a match in a long time.
Yeah, because we had them. Two.
We were
leading two. Yeah. 16 scored that beauty of a volley. I know. It was,
see, when we say the players,
beauty of a
if you compare that beauty. Team.
You know, that is the team.
After that game, because I was watching it, Nelko FNP, so home is like maybe 10, 15 minutes away from the stadium.
Uh-huh.
So Shebile came in Kuntlu. So Bebeto hurt Asuka that bicycle kick.
Yeah.
Immediately after that, now I went to the room, I took a plastic, I rolled it
up. You hit it against the wall.
I tried the Bebeto in the room, broke the bed.
Oh no!
You see?
Yeah, no, at least you tried. But before we get out of here, I think it would also be quite criminal for not to talk about Dugu Dugu and really the influence it's having on these youngsters currently. Talk to us. I mean, did you guys see it when he was a player that Njita, or the way he thinks, there's a possibility of him being a coach?
He's always been like that. I think I've seen that a long time ago, you know. Very humble. You know, he's got an eye for players as well. Mm-hmm. And I think also, you know, when you grow up in an environment where you have a coach like Gusto Palacios that's surrounded by all these other legends, the Pirates that coached us, so I think he took a bit of that knowledge as well in terms of how to nurture talent and how to spot talent, you know.
Yeah.
And he's very passionate about it. I mean, as a family man as well, you know, you'll never see Joey, even when it comes to interviews. Maybe you call him now and say, hey, okay, but yeah, man, I think he's got a good eye for talent.
Yeah.
I think he has helped Orlando Pirates first team, you know. I know he doesn't get much credit and recognition,
sure.
But while he was still cooking the boys, we chat and he'd tell me, were you born in Ghana? Because I'd watch the MDC games. And I'd go, this boy reminds me of so-and-so, you know.
Yeah.
So when we see them in the first team, you know, I take my hat off to and say, keep on doing the good work, you know. Keep on producing these players.
I want to find out quickly, sorry, influencer, a story, a reason I ask. Remember what Yapi was saying about Benny, that when Benny would come and he would be like, this coach.
You'll coach them.
Hard CB, this one. They don't know what they're talking about. How was Tugutugu as a player?
No, as a player, Joey was very competitive because, look, we had a lot of players in one position.
Yeah.
Pirates had a lot of wingers, if you can recall. Mm. We had a lot of wingers. We had a Patrick Toalabo, man. So we were a lot. So to get a chance to play, you know, it's half enough. It just depends on who's getting the nod.
Yeah.
But the brotherhood was always there from all of us. That, okay, I might sit down, then you can take the last 30 minutes. Hamstring, we are leading 3-2, but at least so that you can play as well.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the brotherhood that we always had. Under the tsunami regime,
So, Luena, you had the same impressions about the Tukutuku.
Yeah, for me, it's very too different because I'm not surprised what he's doing right now because the time I was not training, I was always sitting with him, coaching me, telling me, don't skip training. Everything that you do, you must do. Don't complain. Don't do anything.
Yeah.
Do what you love. I think now he's giving those boys the love. That's why they are enjoying their football.
So was he keeping you sane during your 24 months?
Always. That's cheese.
When you say he didn't like interviews, I was worse with interviews. Oh, he was a nightmare.
I just wanted to play football. Remember my story? My uncle was a Swallows player and he said I would never make it.
Yeah.
And for me, it was personal.
Yeah.
I went to Pirate Palosha and said, I'm too short.
Sure.
Yeah. Yes. Ace Cruiser came and said, nah. Boys that side are not serious. So for me, it was personal.
Yeah. So you had to...
I had to.
For sure.
Oh, no, I must put my location on the map.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
And you did. Right. And the sad part is that we didn't even talk about his partnership with AJ. And we don't have time.
No, I'm sure you can squeeze it in.
He always wants to squeeze it in. But talk to us about that.
They never wanted us to play together. Trainers, cheese. I was always at right back.
Yeah.
Because
really?
We were...
No, they were mesmerizing
the defenders, their training.
Quality.
Cole will say, yay, Opa! Go back! Go back!
Nine, Opa!
Nine,
But why?
Because players would just stand and watch.
Yeah, I would stand and watch, you know, because the synergy as well, you know. I'm like, yo, these are like twins. I mean, twins. But Tuamfito, like, Opa automatically knows what this one is thinking. Mm. And I think the whole of South Africa saw that. And currently, I don't think I've seen that kind of a combination in that midfield, you know. Kofela, it's either Uyuwano Mnati, Omo Wakap.
Yeah, 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 you always have that thing. Yes. So Mambuish talks about the championship issues with the Roger and him and Chuku.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, he says they knew.
Yep.
And they didn't talk much about it, they just knew.
Yes.
They say sometimes we'll go to Roger and say, please just hold the ball a bit. So Chuku was, he was just... The passes were just coming. You ran for 90 minutes.
So how was Opa communicating? Because he had this speech.
It's the synergy that you're talking about. You don't have to talk. You
Thank
know.
You. You know.
When Roger has it, Mambuish knows what to do.
And when he goes for tackle, I know that I must go cover.
Yes, correct.
With you, Continental, a special relationship, partnership as well. Boom.
Yes, yes, yeah. No, that gift was something else. Eh?
Yeah.
Like, We prepare for trainings, you know, because we shared an apartment together. Mm-hmm. So there was a story. He woke up the other day, I think, and he comes and knocks at my door. He's like, Emon, I had a dream. Kero lorile. Kilorile, utswara polo, uraiti, utaufeto, tribulada, wai, kataback, kashapan tu mwizwa. And it happened in a game.
Sure.
It happened in a game, and I looked at him, I'm like, that's the thing we're talking about, you know, the synergy and the understanding, you know, that sometimes, I always say football is a spiritual thing, you know, sometimes eye contact, you don't need to do anything, but your movement tells me already, your body, okay, now I must roll it for him to come and shoot, you know, but I think we lost a great talent there, man. I lost a best friend, somebody I was competitive with also. We'd get to training. What an Akosa problem. After that training.
Yeah.
But today we are only using the left foot.
Sure.
I think Pumuto knows the story.
Yeah.
And we got there from the start of the session. If I touch it with my right foot, I give the ball away.
What?
It's a foul.
Yeah.
So we did that. Shooting, passing. But that was us trying to improve the weaker leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. And I wish we had more time. Like, to get more stories.
It's your call.
I'm sure my producer there is like, okay.
Yeah,
guys,
by the way, this
up.
One he told me when I said with him. Him? Today, Tuesday, Monday, left. Wednesday, right.
Yes.
Thursday, both. Then match day.
Match day, it happens.
That day.
Automatically.
It's crazy. Do you think current players spend time together? Because that's what I figure with you guys. I mean, I remember you guys going to Gold Reef City. I mean, what Gold Reef City did you talk? But, I mean, that spending time together.
I think it's one or two. They don't do it as a group.
Yeah.
Like, what do you... One of you used to go to Gold Reef. We used to go to...
They have to go lunch.
Cafe. We used to go... Together. Pauli,
everybody. The whole team.
Whole team.
Yeah, been running, I'm sure.
The whole team, or sometimes team. Maybe with maybe 5-6 guys would go to a restaurant.
Yeah.
5-6 guys would say, no, we're now Rolodula going to Nyamangmang. We're going to play PlayStation and stuff. So that helps as a footballer because, I mean, it's 90,000 people there. Sometimes I can't even hear you.
True.
But by just looking at you, I must already know what are we doing. You know, and even when you are not feeling well or not okay in the morning, I can pick it up. That are grumpy all today.
They're not a sharp.
So you never accused him of being ever grumpy.
No, we knew that.
That's absolutely incredible. And unfortunately, we're going to have to end it here for now. But we'll trust Betway to bring you guys back. Yeah?
Betway must bring them back.
They must really do the things. But on that note, also Formula One is back. So let's quickly also find out, as we are joined by a special guest to talk all things Formula One. Well, certainly a lot's been happening in the world of sport. We did say that we'll be talking all things Formula One, and he's supporting the wrong team in London. Talk about EPL. I am absolutely disappointed. Lufefe Mayegiso, who is the founder of Motorsport TV, joins us now. Fluff, what is going on? Arsenal chokers, but hey, it's okay. How is Arsenal doing so far quickly?
I beg to differ.
You back to differ.
You're only as good as your last game.
You're wearing the ratchet.
Thank you, sir.
But influence.
You're only as good as your last game.
Yeah, you're wearing the ratchet. You're on the right side of London.
Oh, no, this is the wrong side of London. But anyway, that is fine. Influencer, Formula One, Australian Grand Prix, where we were the past weekend. I mean, a lot was happening.
I actually woke up early over the weekend and I watched.
I'm so proud of you.
Drama all over the place. Yeah. Maybe for Lando. To have won. But my question to him is that can he sustain this thing for the rest of the season? Because there's still a long season ahead.
Hey, I don't know if you noticed when they said hold position. He was under pressure. For me, of the McLaren drivers, I think Oscar is the stronger of the two. Mentally and as a driver, he's not as experienced as Lando. Lando has shown good pace in terms of qualifying, which is what has given him a low-key advantage. And I watched Drive to Survive. He seems to be the number one driver within that team. And I'm sure that for commercial reasons, if Lando was to win the championship, commercially for McLaren, it means more than it would if Oscar won it.
Sure. And then you're wearing Red Bull, and it's quite interesting also what's happening there. Max Verstappen with Lando Norris, always that battle there. Lando seemed quite happy to put Max behind because he feels he's grown based from last year, taking a lot of lessons after bottling all the pole positions. But talk to us about Red Bull this season and Liam Lawson alongside Max.
Look, Max, for me, after the Brazilian Grand Prix, that drive, he graduated to the greats of, in the conversation of the greats, because a lot of people had already put him there before that, but I think that drive for me elevated him there.
Yeah.
And looking at his performance versus Liam Lawson, because there's been this low-key thing that Sergio Perez is nowhere near Max's level. But now if Liam is also struggling in a similar fashion, based on one race, obviously, then it means maybe there's something there in Max, eh? But let's see how it goes. I mean, the jury's still out. It's Liam's first race.
Yeah.
He did change his rear wing before the race, which probably compromised him. But even in quali and practice, he didn't look close enough.
But Fluff, don't you think it's Max's team? Like, the best thing that you can do, because I feel it's so difficult to try and catch up with a Max. I mean, he's been at the team. If a Daniel will be pushed out, it kind of shows the environment where you're at. So at this point, try keep up with Max, yes, but the bar is high for Liam here.
True. I mean, I saw Helmut Marko saying that his job is just to make sure he's not far behind Max.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's really allowed to race Max at this stage. But I don't know if I agree with that, considering that Red Bull lost the Constructors' Championship last season. They definitely need two competitive drivers to try and fight for that also. And the Constructors, yes, it's not as glamorous as the drivers.
Yeah.
But it's the team championship and brings more money. Yeah.
On something a bit different, in tennis, I've always rooted for Serena Williams.
Okay.
In golf, I've always gone with Tiger Woods.
Yeah,
I've got a soft spot for...
We see where it's all going.
Yeah, I have a soft spot for Lewis. Why do you rate his chances now that also is new with the new team?
Okay, look, I think the transition for Lewis, it's a big one. Because he was with Mercedes for, I think, 13 seasons. And then he was at McLaren before that for 6 seasons, which are, yes, Mercedes is a German brand, but they're based in England. It's majority UK-based people. Their factories are in Brixworth and Brackley. So the transition from McLaren to Mercedes would have been smoother because it was even a McLaren Mercedes supplied engine, so he didn't even have to change engines. But going to a new country, Maranello, the language barrier, the culture of Ferrari, I think it's a big step. If you listen to the radio messages with his new race engineer, they were going back and forth because the race engineer is probably giving him information, he would have given Carlos Sainz. Mm. But for Lewis, maybe it's not the same vibe. So I think they're going to take a bit of time to find each other. Mm. I mean, the data from this last race, they will have banked, and it will give them a lot to work with going into China this weekend. Mm.
Do you trust the strategy team in Ferrari and making the right calls? At the right time.
The look on her face. For me. I think Lewis is going to have to take the bull by the horn with that one.
Yeah.
I mean, they've already caused a blunder, and it's only round one.
Yeah.
And he called it out in a very polite manner to say that's a missed opportunity. Mm. And when he's saying that, he's at the pit entry. Like, that's the irony of it.
Yeah.
Because had they pitted then, he would have definitely made up places during that safety car period.
Yeah.
So I think these are the things that the Gremlins, they need to iron out. Gents, can I have a say in when we pit and when we don't, especially in changing conditions?
All right.
So the answer is no.
The answer is no. Hectic. So talk to us about the current rookies.
Gabriel Bortoleto.
Sure. Mm.
That's the name. Mm-hmm. Kick Sauber, current F2 champion.
From what makes Brazil. Him special, yeah.
He won the F2, same like Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
First year, last year, and more dominant than Oscar. And F3 the year before. Underrated, Kick Sauber, it's a slow team.
Mm.
Before all he crashed, he was ahead of Hulkenberg. He out-qualified him.
Mm-hmm.
Of the rookie teammates, he's the only one to have done that.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm.
And then the rookie that has the hype. Kimi Antonelli. Talk to us about Kimi.
Okay. No, he's not bad. He's really good. I'm impressed with him as well.
Yeah.
And someone said to me, give me a hot take for the season.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Ah.
He's going to finish ahead of George Russell in the championship.
Okay.
What?
Here's the second one. Max Verstappen to replace George if that happens next season at Mercedes.
Because, eh?
I'm stressed.
Because?
Very big. But he's normally spot on. You know, you've got your football spot on. He's normally your Formula One spot on. So
we have the Bedouin guys here. Well, I don't know if I can bet on this thing.
I think you can. I've seen there's a Formula One section on Betway too. But I mean, Fluff, just to wrap
that's
it up.
Interesting.
What?
What you just said there.
Fluff?
Keep it moving.
Talk to us about Shanghai, your expectations, and really the track. Which team will be most favored based on the characteristic of the track?
Hey, McLaren looks like an all-circuit dominant kind of car.
Yeah.
If you see the gap that they built as soon as Oscar repassed Max,
mm-hmm.
they were like 15 seconds ahead in 8 or 9 laps.
Yeah.
That's scary. It's giving Rosberg Hamilton 2014, 15, 16.
Mm-hmm.
It was them, and then was everyone else. That's how it felt. I hope I'm wrong, because when Max was ahead of Oscar, he was able to stay ahead. He had to make a mistake, which Oscar forced him into in order for Oscar to overtake. But once they're ahead, of which last year they did say that their cars way faster in clear air.
Mm-hmm.
So I think McLaren, definitely the favorite going into this one. China, it's a high-speed circuit. I like it. Long straights, unlike this one where they had to have 4 DRS zones in Albert Park because it's difficult to overtake. There it's a little easier. Second, I think it's between Mercedes and Red Bull. Eh? It's just, I think Max is the difference in that Red Bull car, but Mercedes looks strong. Are we surprised that now they're strong that Lewis has left? That's the question.
Screw, screw.
I mean, they've gone the side pod route now, which Lewis said they should do in 2022.
Yeah.
Over to you, influencer.
I was going to ask, as the season progresses, speak to you guys. I want to get to Monaco. Please get me there.
You're starting high.
Hey, bro.
I think let's go to Indian. What's this?
I don't have to fly first class.
Interlagos.
Let's go to Interlagos. Yeah, start here, bro.
And then we'll work our way to Monaco.
Business class, 3-star hotel, I'm happy. VIP, good.
VIP, with business class, I think you need 7-star. For consistency. Paddock pass.
Paddock pass. See, that's exactly what you need. But yes. Plus, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
We'll need more time as the season progresses.
Fede.
Who's your driver of the season and who's winning constructors? I know first round, but who do you think it's going to go to?
Look, early indications are McLaren will retain it.
Uh-huh.
However, based on what we've seen over the last 2-3 seasons,
yeah,
that teams are able to develop enormously during the course of the season.
Yeah.
We could see early dominance from McLaren, who were far behind at the beginning of last season.
True.
And then came flying through. I mean, if you look at Williams, where they are now, my team. So let's give it to McLaren provisionally.
Mm-hmm.
But I would wait till around 6-7 before committing myself to that one.
Mm-hmm.
But I am backing Oscar to beat Lando.
All right.
Yeah.
Big predictions that we're getting here in Arena Sports Show. But so much, of course, to talk about in the world of sports. That is how we'll wrap it up today. I know we've taken so much of your time, but I'm hoping you enjoyed the conversation as much as we did today. Do you take care of yourself. We'll see you in the next one. Cheers. Goodbye.